Shays, we are back, boys. I love it. The camera's not even on. Just kidding. All right, episode.
Strong start. Strong start.
Episode 16. We are back.
Is that really what it is? 16?
Yeah, this is 16.
Damn. Well, technically, it didn't count until I started on here, so three, something like that.
Yeah. How many episodes were you on with this?
Probably three.
Three?
Probably three.
We lost count. No one cares.
Yeah.
Whoa. It was so annoying. I don't even have a picture on here. Look at me. Sad.
You had one, and then you left, and then so we never got a new one.
That's yeah, fine. That's fair.
I don't even know where the camera's at.
Yeah, we were going to call it, like, season one, two, and three, but honestly, like, we listen to fucking Rogan a lot, and we're like, just numbering them. Just
he's on, like, better. Episode, like, 3,000. Yeah. You know? Like,
someday.
So we're catching up. We're catching up.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
But we had a little redo, right? Like, we redid our studio and stuff.
Yes. Now, obviously, you guys see new set, new background, new backdrop, new lighting,
new sponsors.
New building.
New building.
New building.
Yeah, we're in a totally different unit. Than
new
we were
producer.
Before.
What's up,
yeah.
Kevin?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Kevin? Yo, what we got up? A new producer.
Yeah. Nice.
Fucking new. Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about the building. So it's kind of a sad day. We all met and had a drink after work at the old shop because we let that one go and moved into almost the same size unit, but it's only two doors down from our big store.
It is so the same size unit, isn't it?
It's the exact same unit, actually.
Yeah. Just closer.
Just 20 feet instead of 200 yards. It made it easier transferring the guns and for Cerakote and you guys. So,
but it was sad to see the OG shop go.
It was very saddening. Yeah. Like, we'll never get it back again, and, like, that's where it all started. So, moment of silence. For the old shop.
There we go.
Sad. Very sad.
Yeah, so, but that was fun. And then Raul decked this place out, so it looks fucking awesome. Painted the walls.
Jeez, put in work.
Everything. Everything.
You did do a good job.
He hired day laborers.
I was going to say.
He is a day laborer. What the fuck are you talking about?
Or what? And I was like, everybody's gone. I'm going to the Home Depot.
And
sad thing is I pulled up to try to hire me.
Like, you available? Yeah, we got sponsors now.
Yeah. So real quick, shout out to Coffee Whipped. They're amazing. They support our scene. They support our niche. They support our cars and coffee.
Our two-way.
They support us.
Two-way.
Yep.
It's dope. Their Instagram, they're always posting pictures with HBPD. You know, HBPD is always there. Shout out to Strike Industries.
Yeah.
They went and got us all decked out.
Yeah. Dude, as much as whatever you think about their product, they've always had our back.
I shot their polymer frame today on the 365.
And it was fucking nice.
And I didn't
hate it. Oh, how was that?
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't
hate it. We'll talk about it. It was nice. Yeah, it was nice. We can talk about that today, too. Like,
yeah.
Just the YouTube shoots and content and stuff. But
and then shout out to Powerbase.
Yeah.
Got our friends there at Powerbase, baby. Yep. They hooked us up with their Bluetooth speakers. And they're actually pretty rad. We sell them in the shop, so you guys can check them out. We use them at the shop. They will be here at our cards and coffee. So thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks. Thank you guys.
Especially like, not especially, like, we know people that work at Powerbase, right? And they sponsored the Durango, and they're doing stuff in the OBS, the part of the car club. And Strike, we've known, we go back years with them. We made their rifles, super good people, good company. But Coffee Whipped was kind of cool because they just came out and supported the 2A movement. They're local, that you can get there. They're like 30 seconds away from us. So anybody that's local, look them up. But, and it was just cool because Mai started that place and was totally behind us. And she's super sweet.
She's super nice.
Super nice. Yeah. So it was awesome. Her kids come out and work the booth at our Cars and Coffee. Like, that was rad.
Yeah.
Come by, bring us coffee and shit.
Yeah. She always brings the guys coffee. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mai. We appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So it was cool to help out another small business because we're still, as big as we get, we're still a small business.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Cool. A little gun shop that could
chugga 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 chugga. At a certain point, we're gonna not be able to, when we get store two or something like that, we're not gonna be able to say that anymore.
Then
we're a medium shop.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll go small, medium, medium.
Medium.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, what have you guys been up to? I think it's been about a year since we last recorded.
That's what they said. It's really been a year, dude.
Just about
a year.
It was like, maybe in like...
We've been through a lot. We've been through a lot of people.
Who's our last guest?
The last one was Gun Owners Radio.
Mike Schwartz?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the last one?
I just talked to him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
That's cool.
Because we went to his event right after that, right? The San Diego event?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You guys went to the San Diego gun owners thing. That was a big one, the gun prom thing.
With little Dan.
Yeah, with Dan. Yeah.
Dan got hammered.
Yeah.
Shocker.
It was a good fucking time. Like, yeah. Chuck and I felt like the two old men fucking, you know, just watching our son fucking, you know.
go dancing and everything.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
And, you know, Dan was just like enjoying himself. No, like, no fucks given. Yep. And it was dope as fuck.
Best life.
He was
awesome.
And we were just like, we're watching you. You're having a good time. You're good.
It's all about it. Just have a good time, dude.
Like, no fucking worry or shame. Just going in different groups, dancing. We're like, damn, he has balls. Like, I'd be shy.
He didn't give a shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
He didn't give a shit.
So that was kind of cool.
That's like, awesome.
Well, but yeah, that fucking gun problem thing was huge. Like, I think a lot of fucking people there.
Yeah. It's cool. They raised a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It so it's crazy. Just went to lunch with a lady from the development manager from CRPA. And we're kind of going over things, and I'm telling her, like, all the stuff we've been in and we're involved in and that we're doing. And it was really like a, oh, shit moment. I was like, fuck my life. We're involved in, not to, like, pat our own backs, but we're involved in so much shit. Like,
as we should be, though.
A lot of groups, a lot of people.
A lot of groups, people. Like, we donate so much stuff to departments, to causes, to shows. Like, and I was just, you know, obviously it didn't hit me until, like, I'm telling her about all these different shows we're doing and coming up because, you know, she wants to be involved too. And it's like, dang. She was like, you guys are, like, the only gun shop that I hear is involved in so much community stuff.
Well, and don't I'm give like, anybody any ideas, okay?
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. You know? It'll happen, though.
Trademark that shit. Knock it off.
And it was just a wild moment where I was like, damn, like, I'm so proud of us. Like, we do a lot of stuff with so many companies and, you know, nonprofits.
Why don't the other shops do it?
Probably manpower. There's just, like, the lack of giving a shit about the community. I think a lot of these shops kind of started loving guns. Kind of like, this is all speculation, obviously, but I think a lot of these places started loving guns, and then now they're just into making
became
money.
A business? No, but I am too.
Yeah, right? Like we're in the business to be a business, right?
Like, but my drive is the money. It's also the Second Amendment, the whole scene and everything like that. But, like, we were doing shit when we had six people, seven people, whatever we could.
But
we
would just work more. I think it's the people that we had here, though, for sure. I think it's the crew that was hired.
I guess.
You know, it really did start off as, like, solely reference.
Saying people can't do it or whatever, like, a lot of this shit doesn't take a lot of money. It just takes you putting in the effort, wanting to build the business, you know?
And just wanting to do it.
Just wanting to do it, I guess. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. You know, obviously, the Midsummer Bash this year, we're going to be donating all the money we raised to the CRPA. CRPA, within this last year or two, they've been doing so much for California.
Yeah.
And I think PA needs a lot more recognition than they actually get, because they are fighting the fight for California. And what's crazy is, you know, kind of talking with her, she was telling me, like, about, like, NRA, right? And she was saying, you know, NRA doesn't dump any more money into California lawsuits. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, like, they don't. Like,
we're a lost cause or what?
They're focusing on all the other states. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, because so I guess probably we are.
Cause, right?
I mean, but it's weird. We're still one of the us, Texas and Florida, the top three for gun sales, you know?
Yeah.
So it's weird.
So that was interesting. So we're pretty stoked. Obviously, we chose them this year. And shout out to Arm Scholar, because I did reach out to him and I'm like, hey, you know, we want to choose a nonprofit this year that helps Californians, you know, and I gave him, like, a list of, like, four or five. I'm like, I just want your opinion on who you think would be a good idea. And he was like, honestly, CRPA, without a doubt. He's like, they're kind of the least funded, but they're doing the most for Californians. So he was like, I would definitely do it, you know, give to them.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, okay, like, let's fucking do it. And obviously, they are doing a great job. Last year or two, you see them pushing a lot of stuff, so.
Someone's got to do it, and we're glad someone is, for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing I always tell people, especially when they message us or they comment, and they're like, oh, you know, F California and this and F that and fucking laws. And it's like, okay, are you guys actively contributing to anything to help fight this cause besides bitching?
And to talk about that, too, like, I am all for people saying, I'm all for, you know, fuck California, fuck this place, I hate it, like, I don't want to be here, but to a certain degree, like, we just make do. You just got to, at a certain point, you make do with what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit there and bitch all day long and then do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, at a certain point, like, you're part of the problem now.
Yeah,
shut
no,
the
for
fuck
sure.
up or get out.
That's probably why I don't complain so much about it, because I'm not actively. We do through the shop and stuff, but I'm not out there supporting our council members and mm-hmm. all that stuff. You know, and it's like, it's bad a lot of other places. California's just super popular. So I was up at a dog trial 2 weeks ago, and the head decoy, Jeff Riccio, hopefully we'll get him on if he ever makes it out here, from Massachusetts. Him and his wife carry the same gun as Stacy and I, and their gun laws are fucking just as bad as ours, or yep. worse. They can't have threaded barrels. They have a roster. Their roster is bigger, but they still have a roster. They can only get certain guns. It's completely fucked out there, too, but nobody talks about it because it's Massachusetts. No offense, Jeff. but, like, nobody's talking
like
about it.
It's like half the size of California.
Yeah, California, they just want to bash on, right? And
I only think of Massachusetts, you know, Boston, anyway.
Boston.
Fucking Boston.
Patriots.
All the people that Patriots. Bash on California hate us because they ain't us.
I mean, it's weird. Did you say anus?
Anus.
I don't know. I think a lot of people, like, the person that's in, like, Podunk, Kentucky. No offense against Podunk, Kentucky. It's talking shit on California. Like, don't do it just because you can't.
Yeah, it's like, shut up. Like, just because you can buy an AR out of a Walmart parking lot and then go get the can at the Target parking lot doesn't mean you're better than us.
Right.
Or a little bit, but not that much.
That's pretty cool.
Like, my whole life isn't guns.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good percentage of my life, but it's not my entire life. Like, it's, if you want to live somewhere just for the gun laws, like, more power to you. I mean, I can't talk shit. Stacy's dad moved to Pittsburgh. One of the reasons was it was a good gun state. So I guess some people do it. It's just not my jam. I'm not going to move to this. If they said I couldn't have guns at all, or they start taking away large amounts, I'd be maybe more inclined to move.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't think I'll ever move out of Cali permanently. But if they were like, you can't have anything 5.56, anything NATO caliber, or something like that, I'd be like, okay, like, this is going a little far. This is like putting us at risk as civilians.
I guess that's actually a really good question too. What is that? Is that your limit? Is that your last straw? What's your last straw for California?
Where do you draw the line?
That's a good question.
God, I mean, even though it's still,
it's actually a good question,
because you could be like,
I think the line's already been drawn and already passed it, but we're
for sure. I mean, how many more times, right?
But like, so sitting here now, what's your line, Justin, for California? A trans guy as a governor.
I don't care about trans or gay. I don't care about that stuff. That doesn't matter. It's funny because Jonathan Katz, who's a dog guy too, but he just started his podcast and he explained his political views on his first one, and he made it very clear. He's like, this is what I believe. I believe a gay married couple should be able to defend their weed plants with AR-15 assault weapons. And
hell yeah, brother.
That's kind of my view too. And we may catch hate. Like, I'm not a God-fearing person. That's just not me, right? But like, I don't care about the gay trans. I think everybody should have, as long as you're contributing to the community in a good
shit
way.
Bag, like,
yeah,
who cares?
So what's your line for California? What would make you move?
When you say that, my line
is very fluid.
My line doesn't really revolve around California as much. It revolves more around the United States, which is weird because I've had talks with Stacy, and I'm like, I don't know how bad this is going to get if they start taking away our guns. Like, that's the first step. I have a history degree. It's real easy. If people that don't even have a degree, that barely can read, can realize that that's what they do in countries where you're going to implement martial law or going to push your agenda is you disarm people, right? The moment that they start taking away guns, actually taking them away, we're out. I don't know where I'll go, but it's not the United States. And
I think
I'm about as American as they come. I mean, got it tattooed all over my fucking arm.
Fucking Colombia, dude.
Go to Spain, dude.
Like, Canada's just as bad. At least it's pretty much safer. But
yeah, but like
Trudeau's terrible.
Canada's got the Canucks and Trudeau. Like, the worst thing you're going to have to deal with it there is a snowy pecker.
A moose.
But like, that's about it.
I mean, England, you can't have any guns or a fucking knife.
I think New Zealand, they banned a bunch of them after that shooting at that mosque.
Yeah, I would have to go to a country where they have the dog sport that I compete in. And so that's Australia, nope. Vietnam, nope. UK, nope. Ireland, maybe, nope. Probably Canada, nope. And the United States. So I'm kind of fucked.
Yeah, fucked up that. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, if I moved to Arizona, it would be like a 15 to 17% pay increase right off the bat because of their taxes, because we get fucked so hard in taxes. Literally, if I just changed my address, I lived there 181 days, I'd get like a 17% raise on my pay.
This episode is brought to you by Coffee Whipped. Honestly, guys, we drink Coffee Whipped here at the shop and in the studio. One of my favorites is the Dalgona coffee, but their Vietnamese coffee will get you energized throughout the day. You know, I'm carnivore, so I love their triple meat breakfast sandwich. They're a support of the podcast, and we love them. They support us, and they make amazing goodies right here in Huntington Beach. Check out at Coffee Whipped _, that's at Coffee Whipped _, or hit the link in the description below. But I think, like, if they do something like that where they try to take away guns, like, that's when civil war fucking
breaks out. It's an interesting thought, right? Because realistically, I think the only state that would actually try to do that is California. But
how would that actually happen?
That's the thing, you got to think about too.
Like, are they going to come knocking on doors?
But you got to think about which cops are going to knock on doors.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? How many ATF agents are currently employed? And then how many gun owners are there in California?
ATF's not going to give a fuck at that point. That's not an ATF issue.
They call it DOJ. How many DOJ agents can die before they stop?
Yeah, they're going to go knocking on people's doors and take their guns.
Because, like, it's a genuine conversation.
But I don't think it rolls like that, dude. Because if Cali says we're taking your guns away, and officers are getting offed, which we don't want or anything like that. But, like, then if they have the support of a super liberal president like what they have now, then if they give them backup, then there's a problem.
The military and shit.
Then there's a problem, right? Technically, on martial law, they can take away all your guns. Mm-hmm. So, like, if there's a FEMA, a lot of things that people don't understand, if there's a FEMA natural emergency or a natural disaster, they can take away all your guns. Fully legally, it's written. A lot of people miss that stuff.
So, how do they take your guns?
They would have to knock and come take them, but they start with the registration shit that they're doing now, where you have to register them every year. That's another one that they're trying to do in California. You have to have insurance on it, everything like that. They're just trying to gather up an actual list of who has guns where, you know, and it's like not everybody, like mine's a little easier. Cool. I move them all to Arizona. You show up. I don't have shit. I don't have them.
I moved mine to Justin's in Arizona.
I actually bought a boat cash and then the boat sank.
100%. Yeah. 100%. You know, so it's just like, I hope it never gets to that point. That would be a fucking disaster.
It would suck too. Cause like I'm a huge believer that civil war could happen, but man, would it fucking suck to be going American killing American. That would just fucking suck.
To be the cops
that
are going to knock on people's doors, trying to take their guns. Like imagine that mindset though.
Like they have, I know I have a couple of buddies at LAPD who have a task force that they do it for like people who were on parole, who had felonies, who are out of jail now.
Yeah.
Where they, because they don't previously take them, they arrest them and then they take them to jail. And when they get out, then they go serve the warrant and they go grab their guns after they've been let loose, which super sketch. And he does teams of 10 dudes to go take two guns. And he's like, dude, the pucker factor on walking into a felon's house when he has an AR-15 registered to himself. He's like, I only do it because the pay is great.
I bet.
Yeah, that's sketchy. I don't know. I don't see it.
I don't know if it'll happen in any of our lifetimes, to be entirely honest.
I think there's more likelihood of some kind of division, and I'm going to walk tread lightly here, some kind of division as far as race than political. I think with the immigration and different things that are happening, there's a lot of different states that have, I mean, Texas got super fucking close. Like they're just offing people as they come across the border because the federal government said they can just come across the border.
Yeah.
And it's how it's impacting their communities. The people in Washington don't give a fuck. So it's like, I don't know if the guns is going to be the tipping point, but when they start taking them, that's kind of my,
I agree.
My cue to get out.
It'll be like in 2060 when all the cops are fucking robots. They just come to your door.
Oh God, that's Rogan's conversation over and over. Is like,
what? They don't have to worry about fucking people killing the people, killing the robots. Yeah. They're gonna send more robots. I never thought of that.
What's your line, Raul?
We won't be around, but still,
that's fucked.
Maybe, barely.
That's like movie shit.
Yeah. What's your line?
I don't know, man. I love it here. My whole family's here, so it's hard. Like, wife's whole family's here. My whole family's here. Like, close to my family. Like. To just leave is like...
Say you can move all of them. What's your line? Say you'd all move and you'd all have fancy homes and you'd love it out there. What's your line?
Shit, if I can find a good job out there, let's go.
What's the line that would make you go?
What will push you out of California? Not what.
It's already expensive. The gas is ridiculous. The taxes suck. Mm-hmm. What else could they... What would be the point where you would reach and be like, dude, we got to get out?
Yeah, what would be like, okay, I'm grabbing all my shit and I'm going to have movers come back and pick up the rest?
Mm-hmm. Man... I'm not going to say we're like almost there, but we're almost there. Like all the liberal shit going on in California and all the stuff in the media, like, we're there. So I don't know if I have a line, because we're already, we're living through it. And it's like something that's already,
ghost.
You know, all the bullshit we go through with everything, with all the criminals getting away with shit, with, you know, no fucking bail.
Catch and release.
Get, yeah. I mean, pretty really, bad. Our line should have already been drawn.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's guns, dude. If they take away your ability to defend yourself and they say you can't defend yourself in this state, I'm out. That's not even safe for your
If they
family.
Tell me they're going to come knock on my door to take my guns, that's my line to get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for sure. I don't want to be put in that situation where I'm like, nope, you're not taking my shit. I'd rather just, all right, I'm out.
100%. Everybody's like, fuck that. They're not taking my stuff. And I'm like, cool. You got your wife and your three kids behind you. You're going to die over those fucking five guns? Bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way, dude. And if you did, that would be fucking ridiculous. I'm all for standing for your fucking beliefs.
Yeah.
100%. But that's something where you can leave, give them your guns, move to a different state, buy more guns. Like, that's not it. But I get their point in the fact that if we just let them do that, then they will.
Yeah, I mean,
so I get that point.
Yeah, that point just.
But that's going to take a bunch of people that are going to lose their life.
Call it a day and just cut California off the United States. Let it drown.
Hasn't there been talks of.
There was talks of that. California being its own fucking.
Is California savable?
I don't think so. To be entirely honest.
Why?
Because.
You don't think we'll ever get a non-Democrat governor?
Fuck no.
Dude, when fucking voting happens, and as soon as it starts, 2 minutes later, it's like, bing, blue. You're like, what the fuck? How'd they count?
Yeah,
I was pissed on how many people signed the fucking recall thing for Newsom, and then how many people actually went out there and fucking voted.
Yeah.
Because it was like, there was plenty of people that signed it. I think there was like over 4 million or whatever, however many it was, and then like 1.7 million went out and voted, and I was like, you fucking pussies. Like,
do you think that's all factual?
Possible.
It's interesting.
Or do you think it's rigged?
Because I'm a firm believer that elections are just like a farce that they put in front of you, so you think you have choice.
Yeah,
I'm a firm believer.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal, Sam. If you think that little of this state and this country, you shouldn't be living here.
No. It's not that I hate that fact. It's annoying as fuck. I've accepted that. I'm not so far to be like.
So you're saying you're not free, because that's basically what you're saying.
Yeah. It's an illusion of freedom.
There's some truth to that.
Yeah.
I think there is.
Yeah, but you've been saying that for years, and I've been yelling at you for years, because you don't fucking vote, and it's pathetic. I shouldn't even have said that on here. But
I do vote.
I was talking about you.
I do vote, and there's still the illusion.
Cool. 100%. I do, too.
But when I go...
At least say that I did my fucking part.
When I go, I'm like, nah, nobody gives a shit about that count. They only give a shit about what's popular in front of them. If being a Republican was popular, we'd have a fucking Republican governor. I would bet my next 20 years of paychecks on it.
Mm. I hope you would lose that bet, because I'd get you for free.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is it savable? I think it's only savable if somebody comes in that's running the state that does not have these ideals.
I think it's savable.
And how do we get someone to run the state?
I think it's genuinely savable if somebody comes in who's not based, if we just start fucking capping people in the government as to what they can get paid. If people can stop making $2 million a year just to be some asshole in a hat.
They don't, though.
They get paid outside of their yearly salary, okay. Right? So, like,
there's too much money involved.
There is a cap. There's a ton of cap on what they can actually make. Yes, the influence and businesses and stuff. We're not even getting involved in that. That's a little harder. But getting a Republican or getting, I don't know. I think that you're not going to get somebody far right into California.
When was the last time we had a Republican governor?
Arnold. Was it Arnold?
Yeah, probably Arnold.
Bring Arnold back.
Really?
Right? No, Arnold's like super anti-gun now.
He's
fuck
super
that
Arnold now. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
So
here's the deal.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
If you got Newsom way over here and you got, you know, right over way over here, I think it will take somebody that's here.
I think the middle is good.
That's like
genuinely.
I'm very middle, dude.
Yeah.
I lay on the right because I'm fiscally conservative, but as far as socially, I'm very middle. Like, I don't care what you do as long as you're paying your taxes and you're being
good.
It's
like being fucking left alone.
And it's like, I think somebody middle might be able to win both of those votes, but somebody so far right is not going to be able to win.
I definitely think right now we are kind of at the precipice of like Democrats and Republicans truly understanding how fucked they are underneath that system, like becoming so fucked and so kind of caged on how what they can succeed to do and what they can do, right?
Yeah,
that we're actually getting closer, even though we're so fucking different.
At national level politics, I think I agree with you. At state level politics, I think there's still a lot more wiggle room, It's just,
it take someone that's not Democrat or Republican? Someone. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you can't get the support of the two big parties, which makes running incredibly tough. It's like the Ross Perot thing, right? Like, Perot paid for all of his own campaigns because he was already a billionaire, but he was a good candidate.
Yeah.
We're not even getting into that. But, like, I think it would take somebody in the middle. Everybody knows I don't love Trump. I hate Biden, but I don't love Trump. But somebody that has their own money that can't be bought, that can be like, fuck it, I'm going to do this because it's becoming such a shithole. I want to help fix it. And then they go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elon.
Yeah.
They're not in Cali anymore.
Shit show.
So we need a Republican governor, but this is what you do.
No, we just need a non-Democrat governor.
You fucking lie your whole campaign. Act like you're a Democrat.
Right.
And once you get elected, be like, psych, bitch. We're
I don't know. Dude, the Illuminati's got to have some Democrat readers now. Dude, like, bet you it's got some like little scanning device like, oh, he's blue.
Yeah, we don't need a Republican. We just need not a Democrat. I have that sticker that old guy used to come into the shop. It said anything but a Democrat. Like anything but somebody that liberal will be positive for this.
Yeah.
They're destroying businesses because they're overtaxing us to give money away. Like the wages are so high that the laws
they're putting in are destroying communities right now because they're allowing so many shitbags out of jail.
Dude, my Luna grill cost me $21 for one fucking plate because now we have to pay everybody $20 an hour who has no
business being paid $20 an hour.
No business.
Fucking insurance companies are dropping.
They're fucking hard workers,
So I have a buddy. So I have a buddy that works for a big, a huge national bank that carries a lot of paper mortgages for a lot of places. And he said the next big thing you want to watch out for, bro, is insurance. He's like, people's insurance is getting dropped left and right. Cars, very small, but houses. He's like, that's going to be the mass exodus out of the state because the property taxes are high and people aren't going to be able to get insurance on their homes. He was going into it a little bit more. I'm not an expert on it, but anybody that wants to look it up.
You
sell
insurance after prison time. So,
dude, the best. Wait, repeat it again. Chuck's growing his hair out ever since he got his head tattooed because he's getting married. We'll get into that.
I said he looks like he sells insurance right after he got out of prison. That's the only job you could get.
And I was like, that's absolutely correct. Like, that's 100%. Literally what you look like.
Yep.
So I got my hair cut yesterday. I went home and I'm just like hanging out with Aaron. You know, we're sitting on the couch eating dinner. We're like, she got home from work like a little after I did. I made dinner. We're sitting there for an hour after she gets home. I'm like, look at her. I'm like, you didn't even fucking notice I got my hair cut.
She's God, you sound like a fucking woman, dude. Oh my God, you stop it.
She's like,
right
oh my
now.
God, you did. I'm so sorry. I didn't care, but I was just like throwing her back in her face because she does that shit to me.
I had a conversation with a gal that I was just dating recently. She cut like 5 inches off of her hair. Didn't even notice when she got my truck.
And then she finally does
you
notice.
You motherfucker.
She finally does notice I got my hair cut, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is kind of how my hair is going to be for the wedding, you know? She's like, well, is it going to be that short in the back? I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, getting at that. You can see my tattoo in the back, you know?
And, oh, can you? Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that looks fucking cool.
Yeah. And I was like, what, you want me to grow a fucking mullet for the wedding? Like, what the fuck do you want?
She's like, hell yeah, brother. You got to grow a mullet.
Like, wear a cowboy hat, dude.
She's like, I thought your hair was going to be long like it used to be. I was like, well, that takes longer than fucking 6 months for my hair to grow out like that. She's like, well, I guess it's okay. I was like, well, thanks for noticing.
That looks way better than your long hair, dude.
Yeah,
right?
Totally,
thank you,
totally.
Bro. Thank you. For sure. It looks way better.
Yeah.
And plus, you
let me know how my hair looks, everyone. Let me know.
I'm a long hair guy. I love rocking a mullet, but definitely looks better that way.
Thank you.
It does, dude. Yeah, but that's funny. You're like, I didn't even notice. Like, oh my God. You're like, I don't even care anymore. I don't even care.
And he did the fucking...
I was like, you don't notice. I'm just going to shave my head for the wedding. Then. She's like, no,
I'll leave
that.
I'm leaving. You sleep on the couch for this. That's what he said.
Then he did the Bieber hair flip.
Right?
Yeah. Out of hair. That's bullshit.
So the next big thing we got coming July 1st is the excise tax, a.k.a. sin tax.
Yeah,
I don't know why the fuck everybody's calling it a sin tax.
Because Gavin Newsom,
calls it that.
A sin?
Sin.
Yes. Like a biblical sin?
Yes. He called it that.
Fuck that motherfucker. I got to pee anyway. Though.
Literally a cuck.
Yeah, he called it that. But yeah.
At a press conference, too. Fucking idiot.
For everybody who doesn't know what that is, we still don't know all the logistics of it.
Yeah, that's how California does it.
But so there's going to be an additional 11% tacked on to your firearm purchases and ammo purchases.
A tax on the tax on the tax on the tax.
Yeah. So what we've been hearing, and again, this is not even in writing yet because they don't have nothing they've put out yet. So this is just kind of word of mouth. This is kind of
hearsay.
You know, yeah, hearsay. Yeah. So the way we heard is going to happen is, let's say you walk in, you're going to buy your firearm today on whatever, July 10th. and you're gonna pay your regular city sales tax, which for HB it's 7.75, and then you're gonna, you know, purchase your gun. You're gonna start your background check. When you go to pick up for background, you're gonna pay that 11% on pickup. Again, this is all hearsay. Nothing is, you know, indefinite yet. Also, with we're thinking PPTs are going to be excluded because that transaction is not happening in store. But then again, when you go to pick up from Dros, we don't know what that checkout system looks like.
We don't know if it's going to be taxed on the price of the firearm retail or if it's going to be taxed on the actual sale that occurred. So we would actually have to have like a document saying like, oh, I paid $500 for this Glock from this guy.
Which is
super weird.
A family member shipping you a gun and you're just drossing it then.
Same thing. All shippings are going to be considered, taxed, the state tax.
Really?
Just like we do sales tax. So places that don't have sales tax.
Yeah, and I know that.
Right, but same shit.
But that's crazy. So they tax your money that you make and you use that taxed money to pay tax on something you're buying.
And then
now you got to pay another fucking tax.
Then you got to pay taxes at the end of the year.
And you got to pay taxes on all that at the end of the fucking year.
Like, where the fuck does it go?
Yeah, instead of triple F, it's triple
G. I want a receipt now. I want a receipt.
Yeah, so overall on HB, you're going to be paying about 18% additional on tax in total for that firearm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we're telling everybody right now, pretty much the last day you have to dross a gun is going to be June 20th for your pickup to be July 30th.
Prior to 7 o'clock.
But sure. Justin also did say on June 20th, if we get people fucking coming in super late,
obviously,
we're going to stay open. So if you're here June 20th,
make a party out of it.
And you're here at, 9 o'clock, well, then obviously June 30th, we'll be here at 9 o'clock to be able to deliver your gun. Just prepare for that, because as of right now, you basically only have two more chances to get a firearm and not pay that excise tax. So what I honestly tell people is, if you're looking for that expensive gun, get it right now before that excise tax, because after July 1st, you will pay that additional 18% on that $2,500 to $3,000 gun.
Crazy, dude.
So instead of the Boston Tea Party, we're going to have the HB Gun Party.
We'll figure out. We'll workshop the name.
Yeah, that one didn't roll off the tongue very good. Damn it.
So I did talk to CRPA. I know I let you guys know this in the Rifle Supply IG that I would talk to them about, is there any lawsuits coming or is there one actually being funneled or what? And she told me they cannot file a lawsuit against it until it goes into effect. It has to be harming people and be an issue to then file a lawsuit against it.
We should all file a lawsuit saying that this tax is triggering us. And that it's definitely hurtful to our religious beliefs or our whatever beliefs that they give a shit about now.
Yeah. So sadly,
hurting the bank.
Yeah.
Does that count?
So sadly, it is going to go into effect July 1st.
No
period,
matter what. Yeah.
No matter what.
I was talking to Justin about it recently. It's going to be so fucking hard to get it out of law when it's written into law. Mm-hmm. And it won't be for another couple years, most likely. So we'll probably be paying that tax for a couple years.
Yeah, and
entirely realistic.
I heard another. Oh, it might have been Massachusetts.
They can't put like a
another state was going to try to do that too.
Pause on it,
a stay or an appeal. I think
they can.
I don't know.
You thought they would have done it for weed when they, weed is taxed 30%, 30% excise tax. But there's a lot less weed smokers than there is gun owners, and gun rights is a constitutional right, and weed is not.
Yeah.
So, I think we should have a little bit more of a fight. So hopefully if they can fight it, maybe it'll happen quicker.
It'd be cool.
I don't know.
I mean, technically, I'm not a fucking pot smoker, so I don't give a shit, but I would consider that, as somebody who doesn't partake, it's, kind of a luxury tax, you could call it, for the actual, legality portion of it.
True.
But nowadays, it's used like a gun so medicinal. No, the luxury is for the firearms is not because it's a constitutional right. It's a protected thing. Like, it's true. One of those things that you just like, it's the shall not infringe. But everyone's like, well, no. Shall not says you shouldn't. It's not you shall not. You don't want us to, but we can, you know?
Is that actually what they say as justification for infringing?
Pretty much. Most of the time, people are just like, yeah, it's shall not. It was used in terminology way back in the day. We can technically change it.
I've never had a conversation with one of those people.
I love it. It's my favorite. I exclusively date liberal chicks just getting arguments. They're my favorite.
Meet Chuck's fiance.
Hey, she's
I've met
around.
Her quite a few times.
She's what?
She's coming around.
Coming around to what?
Guns.
Is she? She go shoot yet?
We went. Remember?
She went and shot.
Yeah, yeah. She's coming around.
That's good. I don't
she
know.
She just guns, doesn't notice my fucking haircuts.
Guns not. I know. Guns not the only thing.
Get
so,
a new one.
So, on that note, Chuck got engaged in Spain. Me and my wife and Chuck and his now fiance went to Spain for 10 days in September. That was fucking epic.
The shop that burned down.
Dude, it was rad. But. And I'm not a traveler. I don't really care about traveling except if it's for dog trials.
Yeah, but you're a history nut too, so it's probably going to be cool out there.
It was cool.
There was a lot of history.
It was cool. Other than the fact that like Stacy was like, let's go walk around. So we go walk around. And she didn't tell me that she wanted to go to this castle. And I shit you not, I can look it up on my phone right now. I think it was like 9.7 miles that we walked at like a 15-degree fucking uphill because it's the top of this fucking hill in Spain. And I was like, I fucking hate you so much. But they had like fresh sangria. Up
there, well,
so
they don't build like, castles on ground level. There's a reason.
Right. Exactly. I was like, is there a fucking tram for this or what? Dude, I didn't sign up for this. But
use your feet, Rari, dude.
Yeah, we started in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
All the way down to, I always say it wrong.
Malaga.
Malaga. I say Malaga.
Malaga.
Malaga. And then we went over up to
Granada. Malaga was Barcelona, right on the coast.
Yeah,
Malaga, right on the coast. Beautiful beach cities. Then we went a little bit inland to Granada.
Did like olive. We did olive oil. Like
we had went to olive
we
oil
had like a
tasting
like,
tour.
Yeah, and it was only the four of us. It was epic. Like That's it cool. was. It was fun. These That's fools cool. really do. We went from Malaga up to Granada, and we took the fast speed train. We get on the train, we have breakfast. I got yelled at by the lady. That's a different
story. He stole
story.
A bunch of bread.
I didn't steal it. I didn't know it wasn't free, dude, and she fucking yelled at me. But anyway, she like shook her finger at me and was like yelling at me.
No.
Stacey always makes fun of me. She's like, yeah, the girl with the super nice ass. And like, she did have a really nice, like it was insane.
She's Spanish, of course.
But anyway, right? And we took this bullet train, and these three fools just fall asleep. So I'm sitting on that train all by myself.
Super hungover because we were
way hungover.
And you did not.
It was fucking beautiful. Like the whole like Spanish countryside on this train, it was pretty cool.
A lot of amazing food. We had some great food.
Yeah, we had a Michelin star restaurant and a couple of Michelin recommended restaurants. That was fucking epic. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As much as I hate traveling, Stacey just hit me up today, and she's like, I want to do another international. And I'm like, okay, you got your one for 10 years, like fucking. But
10 years, goddamn!
I don't like to travel. It's just
but
not,
you had
it's
fun.
Not my thing. I had a great time.
Yeah,
it was incredible. And looking back now on the pictures, I just saw a picture come up in the house, like on our digital frame, and it was that shit was epic. Yeah, I was like, I'm sick of these small ones. We just had this talk. I was like, I'm sick of these small digital frames. I was like, I want a big one. Like, look it up. And she was like,
give me a big one.
$800.
Goddamn!
Right, but it's 43 inches.
But that's cool. It's like that's cool.
That would be fucking epic. Like, yeah. I was like, I want to see these photos. Like, I'm not into traveling, but I'm very super sentimental. So, like, I'm into memories, like, with my friends and my family and my coworkers. Like, that shit means more to me than anything. And so, like, being able to see that, it's worth $800. I was like, fuck it, let's buy it.
We got tattooed in Spain. That was fun.
We did get tattooed
that's cool.
in Spain.
Yeah. Yep.
Super I can't cool. show mine. I'd have to take my pants off.
That's weird. Super weird.
I got it on my thigh.
Nice.
He got his on his leg.
Yeah.
In the shop. What about our tattoos?
Yeah, we all got shop tattoos.
We all got shop tattoos.
Come on, guys.
That's a big deal, dude.
It is a big deal.
You got, where's yours at?
It's on my
hand. On your hand.
It's a very awkward angle.
He's gotta get
Sam
redone.
Got his leg done.
I did.
Well, put your leg up.
Hold on. I got my shit.
He's got pants on. He's going to have to take his pants off.
Oh, never mind. Don't take
your pants off. You can put the camera on us.
Don't worry.
It's fine.
He's got boots.
We got. Show us yours.
I got mine. Hell yeah.
There it is.
There it is. Sam's the biggest.
Fucking
A. So that
John
was cool.
got tattooed.
Yep, on his foot.
Mike
did not.
He's did not
on his way.
He's going there right
next
now.
Next year. on his way next year.
That was like a big thing for us because we always said if we hit this certain number, if we're doing the business, that we will get tattooed. And
thank
kinda,
you, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Alex, dude. Yeah.
Alex.
Yep. Coulter.
Is it Coulter?
Coulter. Coulter. Coulter.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
He's that was super rad. Cool.
Yeah. He came to the shop and tattooed us. That was epic.
He came in yesterday. Oh, I shouldn't talk about this. He came in.
Okay.
He's trying to make it a secret, but
Done. Don't talk about it then.
Well, it's your time.
It's not a big secret, but.
When's this going to release?
In a little secret.
No, hopefully
tomorrow?
Friday, Saturday, maybe.
Woo! Woo, woo.
Should be pretty quick. Should
be. So on that note, Saturday.
Look at Kevin. Kevin's stressing.
Kevin, tomorrow, please.
We've been doing a ton of YouTube content.
God, we're YouTube stars now. We're biggest Grand Thumb, I heard.
Fun, remember that one time I went on there?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
he said nothing the entire time.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Sam.
Yeah.
So, Sam. Yeah.
So, Sam.
Here, real quick, Sam, what do you think about this?
And now back to Sam.
I did fucking great my first time.
No.
Work in progress, guys. Come on.
Yes, you are.
Our another.
It's going good. It's funny because the first video I did without Sam there, like, fucking popped. 6,000 views.
Damn, what is going?
What are you trying to say?
But
we know that works.
Yeah, it's fun. Sam adds a lot because he knows a lot more about the guns than I do.
Another cool thing for all you car enthusiasts, we are now sponsoring the Quarantine Cruise.
Yeah, buddy.
Which is pretty dope for us.
So for us non-car people, what is that?
So yeah, non-car
people. I'm so curious, actually.
It's the biggest cruise in the estate.
Really? Biggest cruise.
In California?
Yep. And it happens monthly. Usually it's the third Sunday of every month.
Biggest by following or biggest by turning out?
Turnout.
Oh, shit. They even have celebrities come out. You'll see
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's came
Whoa,
out.
Whoa, no shit.
Yeah, fucking like pretty rad.
500 to 1,000 cars at the first meetup.
Wow.
And then tell them the coolest part.
So the coolest part is... So it starts off at SoCo in the Mix, and they always do a cruise to... Destination Plan B, and then so now because we're sponsors, three of the cruises of the year are going to end here at Rifle Supply. So that's
going to fill up everything.
We're going to need two parking lots.
We're going to need more employees.
We need like 8 porta potties. I think eight is probably the number, and it's going to fill up.
Stop blowing up our shitters. God, I think we need to clean those things afterwards. It's gnarly.
So obviously,
it's like Hiroshima in there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So for us being car guys, this is fucking rad. We're so cool into this, and this Sunday the 19th, they're all gonna land on our Cars and Coffee days. So the 19th, we will be out there in the morning at Quarantine Cruise with a canopy set up and giving out some.
We'll
free
be out
swag.
There
everyone,
every cruise every will be out there.
Raul and I'll be out there on this one, and then are you taking over the show for the setup?
Yes, sir.
Kind of.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Chuck's taking over my cars.
I know. It's cool.
So it's pretty exciting. It's dope. Those guys do a great job, putting on that show. Yeah. So we're super pumped and stoked to be a part of it now.
It's our local market.
Yeah.
You know, like it's always started. Well, for the most part, did they always do SoCo in the Mix? No, I think it met at a couple of places.
It started initially off at a different place.
Yeah.
And
we went to Huntington Beach, state park. And then they end in Long Beach. I've ended a bunch of different places, the one on Beach Boulevard.
Yeah.
But this one, it's pretty cool. This started during the pandemic. They started doing the cruise, and it just fucking blew up.
Blew up and hasn't
cool.
stopped.
That's super cool. I mean, there was nothing else to do, so I guess you guys can hang out with each other.
Like, open to all cars, all many models. Scions?
Yes.
Not yours,
but Scions,
we'll take the Explorer out.
Yes.
Start bumping some tunes.
Yeah,
honestly, you go to that shit, you'll see some rad cars that you will not see every day anywhere.
It's fun.
Because guys literally bring out their prized possessions to that show.
That's cool.
Like a bunch of people do like reveals of their cars and shit there too.
That
right?
too. Like car builders doing builds, they fucking look forward to doing that shit. Dudes be driving from fucking Frisco like just to come to this fucking cruise.
No way.
Yeah so pretty stoked. And the next big announcement too is we're hoping... The first cruise that they do come down here, we're possibly looking at July, and it might be the weekend before the Midsummer Bash.
Fun.
Yeah. So
back bashes.
Yeah. So
man, the guys up front just preparing.
That's going to be like a 14-day straight work.
Yeah.
You could take some days off.
in between those.
So the thing...
Make money.
Yeah. Why that one's important to them is because it'll be, I believe, their 50th cruise.
Oh, that'd be
something
a big one.
Like that.
That's cool.
So when they do that, what they're going to try to lock in is bring two In-N-Out trucks here to give free In-N-Out to everybody who attends.
God damn.
And that's
we want that one.
Yeah.
We want that one.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's fucking dope.
So no Chef Chuck on that one.
Stop
no
it
Chef
right
Chuck
now.
On that one.
Nope.
Chef Chuck will be eating In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, baby.
Me two double doubles deep.
They only serve singles.
Oh, fuck.
Do they really?
I'm not going, man.
They usually have like a set menu.
But crush my
yeah, I think it's all cheap.
They only have four fucking items. How sick can the menu be?
It's usually like one burger and chips.
Yeah, yeah.
Chips or fries?
Chips. Chips.
Oh.
Yeah. Fries are extra, dude.
What? Yeah. No way.
So that, yeah, so we're stoked about that. So then if that happens in July, Midsummer Bash, the weekend after, July 27th, which is huge. Woo! Give me another huge event. So
July, are we going to have the dunk tank at this one?
I'm going to. I want
a dunk tank? What the
I want
fuck?
To.
Don't fucking look at me.
I wasn't at our last
Don't
one.
Don't look at me.
I got a.
I was in Utah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They wanted the dunk tank.
I was going
to. I'm not getting in that water. Unless I'm the first person in.
You could be the first one.
If I'm the first person, that's the only way I'll do
I'll get in there.
Yeah.
What if it's chlorinated?
Can I get buck naked, though?
I don't care.
I gotta change back my work clothes.
No, a Borat swimsuit. Saw.
Yeah. Oh,
the thong?
The sling, slingshot.
I'll start losing weight.
Slingshot bikini. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Powerbase. Guys, we use Powerbase Bluetooth speakers in the studio, the warehouse, and even in the shop. We love their Bluetooth speakers. They've been around since 2000. They also do car audio, marine, and power sports, engineered right here in the USA. Not only that, they manufacture their own products. We love Powerbase. We use them also in our vehicles. They sound amazing. Visit powerbaseusa.com or click the link in the description below.
Order one on Amazon.
Just balls. It doesn't matter who goes
in. I think that would be fun.
No, for sure. And it'd be a way to raise more money. You know, you got to buy, you know, a ticket for $5 or $10 to try to dunk.
It'd be cool. Be like an airsoft gun where you got to shoot the target to dunk someone, you know? I don't know if that's possible, but.
That would be cool. I don't know if that is possible. But
we can figure it out.
Little target.
Yeah.
We can figure it out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I do want to get, you know, try to get dunk tank.
When's the Midsummer Bash? The 26th? July
27th.
27th.
I will be here. Good. I'm traveling so much for the dog stuff, like I'm gonna be gone a lot. August and then Utah, I'll be gone back-to-back weekends. In October I'll be in Utah and Compton. There's two different ones, so that's what I've been doing.
Oh, I'm going to Utah in October.
How's
the pups?
And congrats to you. So everybody who doesn't know, Justin is now Nakoa. Is now PSA one.
It changes his name. His name is now Nakoa PSA 1.
And what does that mean?
The title stay at the back end of the name. So in my sport, it's Protection Sports Association. So it's a PDC, your Protection Dog Certificate, to enter the sport. Basically, that's like your behavioral test, make sure they can do things. And then you go, the titling is the 1, 2, and 3. And you have to pass twice.
Is that kind of like stripes for like...
It's big. So like if I ever went to breed Nakoa, the fact that he's titled would... mean that it holds more value. He's been put through those tests of pressure, of obedience, of bite work, of environmentals, that he's stable, things like that. So it's huge. So yeah, we're gonna be competing a bunch. We started a PSA club with my buddy AB, who hopefully we'll have on not next week, but the week before or the week after or something like that, whenever. He moved down from San Jose, so he's a dog trainer from San Jose. He was an Army vet. He was at Guantanamo Bay. He was a medic. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully he'll have some cool stories, and we're just training dogs. That's what I do. I work. I train dogs.
Man, this guy doesn't know shit. My dog can sit and stay.
I love Bullet. Love Bullet. But yeah, that's all I've been up to.
Can
pretty much
and stay at the same time?
No.
Right?
He only has one.
He's like, what? Yeah, that's about it for me. Just dog stuff. Dog stuff. I have another puppy on the way, so I have another puppy here hopefully in 3 or 4 months. I don't know from which litter, but that's about
Sam, what's new with you?
Tattoo? You got sleeve going?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Slowly but sure, it's a memorial for my mom.
And ladies, he's single.
Oh, so single. It's awesome.
Well, by the time this airs.
Yeah, for sure.
By the time this airs. Yeah.
It changes with the wind, okay? I'm a flowy guy. I just fucking
single and ready to mingle.
Just ride the wind wherever it takes me.
Nobody ever listens.
Ride into some random chick's house.
How about you just be comfortable by yourself.
I am comfortable by myself.
Career.
I'm just more comfortable with someone on top of me.
That's stupid. Jesus, I don't even know why I talked to this guy.
Cheers to that, Sam.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, man, that's good.
That was.
I have so much to say here, but I'm not going to.
Hey, you remember when you were his age?
Not like that.
Oh, fuck off. Debauchery. That's finest, I'm sure.
It was crazy, but like I didn't need it.
I don't need it.
But you wanted it.
I don't need it.
No, you do.
I don't need it.
You go from... Okay, we're not going here on the fucking podcast. We're not going here on the podcast. We're just not doing it. Chuck's getting married.
Yeah.
We went over that. When?
November 1st.
You guys are all invited.
11123.
Tickets are in the mail.
11123.
11.
Did you guys plan that?
I picked it so I wouldn't forget. Wait, that's easy to remember.
23. We're in 24.
Oh, 24. Sorry. 24. See, I already fucked it up.
So I wouldn't forget. Oh, my God.
That wasn't planned out well.
No one's going to be there because the wedding invites went out with 2023.
Yeah. Like, we missed the wedding.
Whatever.
Fucking A.
What about you, Ragu? Anything new?
I'm fucking back in the gym. I'm super stoked about that. It's been years. I mean, I was kind of in and out, like, here and there.
But... So what's your split? Is it gluten, hamstring, back, gluten, hamstring, back, gluten, hamstring?
Yeah. Push, yeah, pull, legs.
Meat.
Yeah, just booty cheeks the entire time?
Yeah.
Push. You strike me as a booty gains kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm trying, baby. Yeah.
That's what you used to be, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Vega used to yell at me all the time. He was like, if you stop doing fucking hip thrusts and start working on your grip strength, you could actually turn a fucking bolt, you ass. And I was like, Jesus,
you remember that. That really hurt you.
Dude, that was tough. I had some great glutes back in the day. Those things could crush a can right in between them.
Yeah, and Raul's doing his dumb diet.
Yeah, oh, new diet. Tell us about the new diet.
Raul's a native, bro. He's a native son.
Carnivore, baby.
Carnivore.
Super unhealthy.
Hey, you know,
seems to be working for him.
Sound like
losing weight and healthy are not the same thing.
Hey, whatever makes the fupa go away, you know what I'm saying?
No, see, you know what I'm saying? No,
he's in the eye of the beholder. I've given up. He looks good. Up.
So yeah. It's crazy. Obviously, I told Sam I went down like a rabbit hole last night, and I do it a lot of like going into like just, you know, diet doctors, diet influencers, all this shit, right?
But where are you finding these diet doctors and influencers?
Just on social
Instagram.
Media, you start searching.
Pinterest,
out.
Yeah, Pinterest specifically.
Yeah, they're actual fucking doctors, and not like
Pinterest and Omegle.
And it's crazy. You'll find doctors and influencers alike that are just, they talk shit on every diet out there. That if you look for diet shit out there, you don't know really what's good, to be honest, because everybody talks shit on everything. Oh, vegan's horrible.
There's so much information.
Eating the carbon starch is horrible. Fucking eating fruits is horrible. You know, all the sugar. And it's just, it's wild. It's fucking wild. And honestly, I've always had stomach problems my whole fucking life. Dude, I would have fucking diarrhea once a week. And that's just a normal fucking thing. And since I've been on carnivore, like, I've had normal fucking shits. So to me, that's where I was just kind of like, whoa, this is weird. Like, I'm having normal fucking
shits. You should be the spokesperson for the carnivore diet.
What do you eat?
Yeah, give us your day-to-day.
So I eat, like...
What's for breakfast?
In the morning, small rabbit, right?
I do 4 eggs, and I do 4 slices of ham. And then for lunch, I'll have, like, 10 ounces of 80-20 ground beef with some grilled onions. And then for dinner, I'll have either ground beef again or, like, a ribeye steak or top sirloin steak.
Have you had your cholesterol checked?
No. All you're eating is cow?
Yeah, baby. And
he's
then,
eating ham, too.
Ham.
Oh, yeah,
ham.
Pork.
And then I'll
and
go
chicken
to
chicken babies. Yeah. Eggs in the morning.
Yeah. Go to the gym at night, and then I'll have...
No, me. Oh,
I was like, what's that?
Then I'll go to the gym at night, and then I'll have a protein shake when I get home.
Have you had your cholesterol checked?
No.
Probably should.
I mean, it was probably bad when I was eating McDonald's.
Well,
day.
I'm not saying
it's, but
I'm
that's not the other alternative. Those aren't the only two alternatives.
I was just curious. I was genuinely curious if you've gone to get your blood tested to see how your body's reacting.
Here's
to
the
it.
Thing, though, right? And whatever you guys,
I like the smile on his face.
All right,
he's so excited. Okay.
Wait,
so
hold on.
Fucking excited.
When I was eating fucking Taco Bell and McDonald's and fucking tortas, you guys didn't give a fuck.
No, because
now I'm trying
bullshit.
To eat healthy.
No, no, no.
You guys are talking shit.
No. I gave a fuck then also. I said the same shit then. I was like, dude, let's just get on meal prep so that you can eat clean, and that's really it.
Yeah,
because
sure
you're not
you
going to
time.
Just eat cow for 50 years, for 50 more years. It's not going to work, dude. Your body doesn't process
I would be,
like
yeah,
that.
I would be genuinely, I was just out of curiosity, if you had gotten your blood tested and your cholesterol checked prior to starting the diet,
which
and
I should have.
Probably.
Yeah,
and now where it sits now, like you should probably get a check of it and make sure the actual, this is the thought process
the
for me.
Side
you
of
should
it.
Make sure you're actually healthy because you could feel really good, but your body's shutting down. It's just like going into starvation mode or whatever you want to fucking call it, whatever the after effects may be for the based on your
I'm all about you being healthy, dude.
I was going to say, I just want to give
I'm
them
all
a round
about
of applause
you being healthy.
Just trying. That's a good job, dude. Like, yeah.
I'm all about you being
healthy. We're
still
going to talk shit,
but healthy. Like, I don't care what weight you're at as long as you're healthy.
You don't eat...
Now, I may die in a month from fucking cancer and you would never know it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't eat
I
greens
it,
at all?
But like,
no.
Where do you get your vitamins from?
of meat.
No,
Jesus Christ. You know how many, vitamins?
I'm leaving.
Okay. What are you talking about? There's no nutritionist that would ever be like, yep, you're good.
Do you take a daily vitamin at all?
No.
Okay. Dude.
Okay. Yeah.
You should probably have some veggies or something.
Moving on.
I genuinely, you should go to a doctor to make sure it's healthy in your body. Because you may be deficient in certain.
Well, he takes his protein shakes. Isn't there nutrition and protein shakes?
No. Who cares what you're. Who cares what how much you weigh, bro? Who cares how much you weigh if you're not healthy? Shut up, Sam. Who cares what you weigh if you're not healthy? At least
he just wants to look good for the gram.
At least take some athletic greens or something like that that has like everything. Like, I don't take a daily vitamin and I don't need a lot of greens because they fuck up my stomach. But I do AG1 once a day and it's all of my vitamins, my greens, my probiotics, a mushroom complex, everything like that. And it seems to work really good. But I'm just trying to put as much nutrients in my body as I can. Yeah. Not just lose weight. I only am giving you shit. I've only been giving you shit because I care about your health, because you were my friend before you worked here.
Oh, I take creatine too, so I'm taking it right now.
Oh, that's a vitamin, right?
Sam, don't say a word.
Can you put the camera on me? I just want to.
Don't say a word, please.
Creatine's good for you. Even Joe Rogan saying creatine's good for you.
Joe Rogan.
What's creatine good for?
Joe Rogan is fucking jacked because he works out every goddamn day. And he has a balanced.
Joe Rogan's
diet.
On a carnivore diet too.
Does he eat vegetables? No. Does he take daily vitamins?
He takes AG green.
But does the carnivore diet say you can't eat vegetables?
So he has
the only thing
vitamins
he does have, which I was doing at the beginning, was he does all meat and then he does fruit. Which he does blueberries, strawberries.
I know, but
apples.
Does the carnivore diet say you can't eat veggies? It's just strictly
meat.
No,
there's
meat.
Different levels of carnivore. There's like they call it kind of like the keto
there's
carnivore.
There's one level of carnivore. Carnivore is only meat. If you're going to be adding greens into it, you're a fucking omnivore, which is what a
human
is.
I don't get it. Like, because, so the carnivore diet is based on hunter-gatherer, right? It's based on the fact when we used to have to hunt for meat and that's all that we had. This is before sustenance farming.
Kind of.
This is before there was farming, so we didn't have any greens, so it's just eating meat. Is that what it's based on?
Yeah.
Which is okay. Yeah.
But there's a flawed logic in that, too, because there were still fucking greens on the ground that people would eat. When you couldn't find meat, you fucking ate greens. Because otherwise you'd die.
Eat some grass, motherfucker.
Yeah, go touch grass.
But yeah, Joe Rogan, he talks about it all the time. He's carnivore, and all he does is incorporate fruit. So he does, like, you know, apples and blueberries.
But no veggies.
No veggies and no vitamins.
No.
Positive about that.
So what's...
Yeah. I mean, the last...
I don't feel like he's that... I listen to Rogan weekly, too. Like, but I don't think it's that. I don't feel
how
like
about
he's
this?
That.
How about
this?
Okay, how about... If we're going to do scientific studies,
I mean,
right now.
You drink,
we're going to make...
Let's all be scientists.
Yeah, we're going to make scientists right now.
Hold on. Real quick.
Hold.
They didn't have alcohol during the carnivore diet.
Oh, he's drinking point. Coca-Cola.
How the fuck is that affecting
he's
you?
Drinking
that's
Coca-Cola.
Worse than alcohol.
Coke Zero.
And alcohol?
No.
Just Coke Zero.
You're not drinking any alcohol.
I'm going to the gym tonight. I even told him.
Yeah, he told me he's not drinking tonight.
You don't drink at all?
I haven't drank. The last time I drank was when we did the tester episode, and I had one Happy Dad. That was how many weeks ago already?
Just a couple weeks.
I mean, that's healthy. That part's healthy.
So yeah,
drink on the weekends?
Tonight, no.
To be scientists about it?
So there's no sugar, but there's aspartame in there, which is terrible for you.
You got to drink.
Aspartame or whatever.
To be a real scientist?
The last time I had a Coke Zero was probably like 4 months ago.
You should genuinely go to your doctor and see how healthy you are right now. Ash, get tested. Like, get tested.
No, for sure. I want to. Yeah.
Well, you don't
want to.
You should too. What if my numbers are better than yours?
They probably will be. I have no image of health, that's for sure.
It always pops a little bit high. He's like, I'm not worried about it. He's like, but you just generally have a little bit higher cholesterol.
Yeah, go check it out. I mean, you're old now. So you may
cholesterol
as well.
Is like kind of a myth too.
You got like 10 years left, so
it really is.
What about blood pressure?
Blood pressure is legit an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's fine.
How do you know?
Because fucking a couple weeks ago, I went to a little pharmacy.
He was your friend first.
So what else is going on, guys? What's fine? What were your numbers?
He's like, it was like 20 over 60.
No, it was like 70.
You're dead.
70 what?
Under 140.
What was your big
140? Under 140?
140 over 70? That's not bad.
Okay,
I don't think.
So 140 is severely hypertensive. 120 over 80 is going to be the best. Anytime you cross into 130, you're pre-hypertensive / hypertensive.
Did you say 40?
No, he said 140.
No,
that's severely.
Underneath.
That's
no,
way high. Yes.
It's high.
They wanted to hospitalize me. I was at 160, which is much higher, but I was at like 160 over 140. I was having issues in my life. It was a long time ago. But like, that's way too high, dude. 140 is way too high. The 70, that back end number, is very good. I know because I usually run 131 to 136 at about 91, which is generally high, but I've always been slightly hypertensive. What your blood pressure does is that's how much blood is flowing through your veins, so your heart. So if you have congestion in there, that's what leads to heart attacks and heart failure and stuff like that. 140 is way too high.
All right. I'm doing a fucking full blood work, and we're talking about that shit next.
Just go get your blood.
Dude, you can
come by my house. I have a blood pressure cuff at my house.
No. Go do legit blood work.
Yeah.
And I am genuinely curious to see how this diet is affecting.
Let's all go do blood work.
Then after that, I'll do it,
and then we'll come back and compare it next time.
Someone's gonna have to hold my tank because I hate getting blood drawn.
You know, he's a germaphobe, so we can't touch it.
Like air, do it like that. That's touche. That was a very good point.
Honestly, my biggest problem with other foods always made like my stomach fucking. I always felt bloated, like when I fucking ate food,
dude. But
and my other biggest problem is like. The people that track their foods all day long and count that shit, I also don't want to be doing that the rest of my life.
You don't have to, but you don't listen to anybody else. You just want to do your own thing. Like, dude, I was 229 pounds and I got down to 165 just by eating clean. No salt, no sugar, stuff like that. But like,
what do you count your calories and carbs and fats?
None. But no macro, no macro,
salt,
none of that.
Unrealistic.
Stuff. You just use substitute salt. It tastes just like salt, dude. Morton substitute salt is just as good. You guys just don't have any experience. Him and I are the ones that have experience with nutrition. Looking at nutrition and a diet just having to do with aesthetics is not the right way to do it. You're just saying, I'm just losing weight, so I'm getting healthier. That's untrue. Like, it's just like this fad bullshit. Like, we've done it for a long time. Like, my dad has a master's in phys ed, dude. Like, I was raised just around food stuff. I'm not saying I know everything, but looking at it just based on aesthetics is wrong. Like, you're not giving yourself the best chance to be healthy, dude.
But you have to be in a calorie deficit. Am I right or no?
What, for what? Ketosis?
To lose weight.
To lose weight?
Yeah.
It depends, right? So it depends on what your definition of losing weight is. Like, if you're burning fat while also gaining muscle.
My definition of losing weight is I'm at 250. I want to get to 240.
So there's...
Stop looking at the numbers.
There's an issue with that because your goal is not to be 240.
You're 220.
Your goal is to lose fat. You could be 250 and more muscle mass and you'll be happy.
Your goal is to be healthy.
You don't give a fuck about the number. You give a fuck about if you look good in a t-shirt or a suit. That's what you give a fuck about, which I'm totally fine with. And there's ways to do there's in each body reacts differently. Every body reacts differently to every type of thing. Technically, if you want to lose fat, you should be eating more protein, working out more often, cutting down your carbs. But there's also bodybuilders who do it the exact opposite. There's bodybuilders who do a shitload of carbs and a shitload of protein.
They're juicing, though.
There's
talking about not juicing.
The steroid factor of bodybuilding is a factor, no doubt, because it makes them gain muscle faster. However, the gym itself is 30% of gaining muscle. 70% of it is diet, even with steroids. Even with steroids. You think Ronnie Coleman got as big as he fucking is and was an Olympian for 8 fucking times because he just ate shit all day and just worked out real fucking hard? No. Motherfucker didn't eat shit besides white rice, grilled chicken with fucking Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce for years. Years. There's a reason there's like sciences and this kind of shit. Like it's based on how your body reacts. Is your body burns shit different than my body burns shit. Like we're talking about today. My older brother did I think it was a hair follicle test where it kind of gives you a rough layout of like what your body reacts to well. And he found like 4 or 5 different fruit groups where like his body doesn't react to it well. And it makes
him
feel
bloated. What do you mean by it doesn't react to
it
well?
It makes him feel bloated. He's a hard time digesting shit. Like it gives him fucking hardcore stomach cramps or like almost like an allergy test, but with like food groups that he can take in that he feels comfortable taking in.
Yeah, I've heard people taking those tests.
Are you eating any dairy?
No, because I'm
lots of butter.
Yeah, butter.
You need cheese too.
Grass fed butter, and I was doing cheese for a minute, raw cheese, because I'm lactose intolerant. Huh?
What's raw cheese?
Raw cheese, unpasteurized cheese.
Okay. That's the all-natural.
I was actually curious.
Yeah, I didn't know what that is.
I'd never heard of raw cheese before.
I don't do a lot of cheese in my stomach.
Yes.
Amanda?
Okay, are you guys 12?
What's crazy is that like me, even if I eat like a cheeseburger, like I would have the shits. If I eat a cheeseburger, I have a shits. And then I was telling Chuck, like I was reading about raw cheese that's unpasteurized. So I bought some of that and I was putting raw cheese on my burger patties and my fucking stomach was fine.
But the cheeseburger, it wasn't like, just cheese on the cheeseburger. It's probably the shitty meat from the cheeseburger, too. Like a McDonald's cheeseburger?
It was dairy.
That's fair. But yeah. But here's the other thing. Like, you don't... I forgot what I was going to say.
Good work.
I lost my train of thought.
We'll circle back to this. I love it. Health is different than aesthetics.
Next time we do this, set up a fucking appointment for your blood work and go get your blood work set up and then bring in the results. And
we could all do it. I'm down.
That's what I said. We should all do it and I'm just see. Like,
yeah. I mean,
you can go to Quest Lab online and we can
this is peak male performance right here. So I don't know what you guys are going to be looking towards, but
we're looking towards this.
This is nothing but diesel right here, big guy. I run clean and green, baby.
This is high octane. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
You're E85 over here?
Yeah. Fucking 97.
But no, I mean, seriously, the gym is the hardest part. I can't talk any shit because I haven't been able to get back in the gym in like 3 fucking years.
Yeah, that, and this like, is
that's cool.
It's because
that's
you
cool.
can't touch a dumbbell without fucking hands
that's
sanitizing.
That's not it, dude. I always wear gloves.
No, yeah, this has been the longest stint that I've been in the gym. Because obviously I'm going with my son now. Next year he's going to high school, so he's going to be playing football in high school. So I've been hitting the gym solid 5-6 days a week already for 2.5 months.
Who's writing your program?
Are
you just looking online?
Yeah, just looking online.
You talked to this fool. Actually, I could show you some stuff. When I had a nutritionist and I had a lady write my program, I screenshotted all of them, so I have all of them. I can give them to you.
Honestly, if your goal is not to like be a super muscular guy, but it's just to burn weight, as long as you're active for 45 minutes a day, solid.
Yeah, so I'm doing the push-pull legs, so I work out every body part twice a week.
Every body part twice a week?
Yeah.
So you do chest twice a week?
Yeah.
How many sets?
I usually do like 3 sets, maybe 12. 4. Yeah.
That's a lot.
It depends. Cause like I have a 4-day split cause I do like powerlifting / strongman shit. So
you haven't done that shit in forever, bro.
Getting back into it. I'm trying, dude.
And that's just getting out of bed.
I'm back to deadlifting. Back to deadlifting 405 for sets of 8.
Are you 300 again? 295 you said?
295. I just came down for 310.
You were at 310?
Yeah. Thick boy, thickums.
We're not going.
I work out too, guys.
Yeah,
dude.
Just
carrying this.
You've been on the
carrying this company on your shoulders, bro.
I want to get back on the Peloton. That's my workout. I like to ride.
That's a ride. Yeah.
Jesus, you're loud, man. What is? All right, no more drinks for him.
He had one.
Literally one drink.
Okay, no drinks.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Way too much.
What?
Are we on like hour 11 of our day today?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I got up at the same time as you. I just didn't get to the shoot.
Up at the same time and then took a 30-minute shit.
No, I don't shit in the morning.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry.
You don't?
I was up at 7.
Shitting in the morning is for peasants, Chuck. Knock it off.
I was up at 7:03. I was up at 7:03 this morning.
That's nice.
Right. Me too. Yeah. I think you sent me something on Instagram this morning.
I was at the shop at Devin, but that's cool.
I know. I mean, you did a great job. I said it's been a long time.
So did you today. We had a great couple of videos
Fuck
today.
Fuck you.
We had a great couple of videos today.
Since we're ending this video on diets, I want to know in the comments, if you guys are dieting, what kind of diet are you doing? Obviously, we're not shit-talking, but we just want to know, what kind of diet are you doing? Are you doing the vegan? Are you doing paleo? Are you doing keto? Are you doing carnivore? Are you doing...
What's your meal prep?
Yeah,
like a clean lifestyle? Like, what's wrong with, like... I mean, because diets run their course, typically, right? You get bummed out by it.
Like, you always say, how, like, the longevity of something
I've been
like
doing
that.
Meal prep for over 10 years now. And yes, I don't cook my own food.
I could say he has been doing that.
10 years, and it's just clean food.
The same one, but you've switched a couple times.
I had to, because like they closed. Prep by Bet closed. Domino's Kitchen closed. Now I'm with Fat Meals OC.
Actually,
all three of us are like, they're small meals and they're good, but like they're clean. I know I'm eating pretty clean food. I know it's not heavy in sugar, not heavy in salt, stuff like that. I mean, fuck, there's even days when I'm like, I'm feeling good today. Put a little bit of salt on there, right? Because I almost put
some soy sauce on mine today.
That's fair. You know, like
what's interesting too is that like there is actually like Stan Efferding does the vertical diet, and there actually is a study saying that like certain amounts of sodiums are actually productive for your
Rogan
body.
Rogan says that actually too.
Like if you do research into Stan Efferding, he's been a bodybuilder and a powerlifter for many, 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 many years. He actually had a pretty cool diet, and sodium's actually like his cornerstone that he kind of builds his diet off of, which is pretty funny to be so left to right compared to other diets where like, oh, sodium will kill you. And
I'm down for that. I love salt.
Yeah,
dude. Look at the
I mean, I get what you're saying though. Like, not every diet's going to work for every single person or way of eating.
That's
right?
Why there's so many. If there was one perfect one, everyone would.
I don't know if
one.
I totally agree with that. I feel like there's so many because everybody's looking for a fucking shortcut.
But we talked about it today too.
The shortcut is just you have to eat cleaner. I eat more plain foods with less sauce.
Yeah.
Less dressing. Less all that stuff because like
less flavor.
Less flavor because if not, I was up I was like 15 to 20 pounds heavier when my meal prep when the last company closed before I got the new company and I put on weight like that. Like I carry weight in my stomach. It's very apparent. Like I put on weight quick, so I have to eat clean. But like that's what I was saying for you. I'm not talking shit, dude. I literally love what you're doing. And if you're happy, that's cool. But it's just like I feel like the body needs more nutrients than just fucking meat.
Yeah, but also remember too, like I'm trying it out. I'm not saying, oh, this is my lifestyle. Like I'm trying it. I'm trying it out, seeing how my stomach feels.
Yeah,
the AG1 might be work good, dude, because I've really been relying on it for a while. It's not cheap, right? It's $100 a month. But it makes me feel better, and that's kind of what is good. I get all my vitamins, 436% of vitamin C. I get my manganese, which I need because I have some internal issues that I have to go to the doctor for every year. So the manganese, 136% of my zinc every day. It's all the vitamins plus all the greens too, which is cool. So anyway, but like, yeah.
Cool. All right, boys, this has been fun.
Anything else?
Yeah, we are.
That's it. We're done.
As long as Sam doesn't get loud anymore. I'm just fucking around. God,
this morning
it's funny because I'm the FUD.
Yeah, we got.
And they
to
called
the,
you the FUD.
We got to the range, and he's like, "Fucking Sam with so much goddamn fucking energy today. How much coffee did you have today?" And I was like, "So you're pissed if I bombed, and you're pissed if I'm stoked."
You did have a lot of energy.
I did have a lot of energy today. I was.
How many monsters did you have?
Right I first? Had two rock stars on the way to the to way to the range.
That's at like 7 a.m.
A Red Bull at
two
the range
on the way to the range,
and a rock star on the way home.
You're okay, fucking worse than Dan.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
you're talking to him about his cholesterol, his
hey,
heart.
I'm not over here saying I'm fucking
yeah, how's
carnivore.
That?
Jesus,
how's that nutrition, fucking
shit. If I know.
So that was the one thing when I started my diet with him last year June. I haven't had an energy drink since last year June. I just
but you were addicted.
I was addicted. I was
you
doing
liked them? What'd you do? Monster.
I did Monster 2 a day, the sugar free ones. And I went to literally when we started our diet in June.
Moderation.
Cold turkey.
I tell this to everyone.
It probably made you feel better though, huh?
Yeah. And now I just maybe have like just a little cup of our coffees in the morning, just one, and I'm like I'm satisfied. Like cool.
Moderation. That's what a lot of people struggle with is moderation.
Yeah. That's very true.
Because I could have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, whatever.
We talked about it a little bit today too. Like I have the issue like for work here, right? If we're just fucking jamming all day, I won't eat my first meal until like 3 p.m. and then I'll have so much food that I don't eat for the rest of the day. And then
and
I'm
that's
like,
it's not good.
It's just not
that's
great. And it fucks up my body. And the next day I feel like shit. So like, this is why we're doing that. I'm doing the meals.
Meal
from, the fat meals.
You got your meals on Sunday. How's it been going?
I'm getting the meals this Sunday.
Oh, you're getting the meals this Sunday.
I had two today.
Oh, did you? You already got yours?
I picked mine up on Sunday. Or Aaron picked
them
up on Sunday.
Yeah, cool. Fat meals. Oh,
I told him,
they're
I was
good.
Like, dude,
they're
I was
good.
Like,
they're small
I'm not
portions.
Mad at them. They're small. Yeah.
Right.
I told him dealer's choice. I was like, just give me 25 of whatever you think I'd like.
Oh, that's
he's
cool.
Like,
you did the random pick?
Yeah. I was like, just
cool
give me...
Because Fat doesn't run his Instagram. Because I started texting him and stuff. He doesn't.
So who...
He hops in sometimes, but I don't know. He has his employees that run it. But if you need to talk to him, I can give you his phone number. I can link him up. He'll be back in 10 days. He came
What's better, the rice or the chow mein?
I haven't had the chow mein.
So what's better for you?
I would say the rice.
Probably rice.
Yeah.
Chow mein's got a little more shit in it.
My buddy chow mein.
Chow mein.
Cool. Well, this has been fun. We're already up there. So,
oh, sorry. What happened against her?
Yeah, next week. Stand by. We're hoping to lock in Matt Barkley.
Whenever we got to the questions.
There was only two on there. Okay. One of them was from Lee.
Fuck you guys.
And he said, "Which one of the two from Tats and Gas podcast do we like more?"
Lee, he's quieter.
Alex is cool.
Alex is cooler. He did our tattoos. Lee is.
I like them both equally.
I'm not going to pick.
I like them both equally.
I'm going to pick.
I mean,
I'm sure going to pick. Thank you to Lee. He shouted me out on his last podcast. He said, Chuck for Cerakote.
What?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Thank you, Lee.
They might go by them, so I would say both of you guys.
Whoa. They're going to fuck you up for that one, dude. They are going to fuck you. Those are fighting words.
Well, see if
actually, I will be on their podcast this Sunday.
Perfect.
Right on.
I'll be on their podcast this Sunday. And then the other one was, where did Tristan go?
Chachi.
We shot him to the moon. He's just living up there.
Chachi's
right now.
Living his best life.
In orbit?
I still talk to Chachi.
He's currently in orbit.
So, yeah, hopefully next week
we
lock in Matt Barkley, you know, quarterback, NFL. So we're hoping.
Go Birds.
Yeah, go Bills.
Hopefully we get that done. But Yeah, good episode, boys. We're back.
Boys are back.
Boys are back.
Yeah, woo! Good times. Sam, don't be too loud.
No, sir. Sorry, sir. Okay, what happened again, sir?